Welcome to the Miracle Camp podcast, and thanks for checking out this recording from summer camp. Please enjoy listening to our speaker from this week.
Well, it's great to be here. My name is Mark Basson. I'm going to be your speaker for the whole week. So thank you for having me and all the people that invited me. What an honor to be here to see you guys. And I'm from Calgary, Canada. Anybody from Canada? Probably not. Anybody ever been there? So I grew up in a hockey family, and my dad played in the NHL. Anybody hockey fans here? Do we got any?
Yeah.
Ah, I like that. Well, my dad played for the Detroit Red Wings. That's his... Okay. So my dad was a goaltender. He played back when they had no masks. The goalies never wore masks. So he had, my dad's passed away now, but he had over 300 stitches in his face. Like, it was just crazy. So that's old school. Everybody say old time hockey.
Old time.
I like that. So great to be here. I want to introduce my family. My family's here. Would you guys come on up? I want my whole family to come. We're here this week for you guys. Give them a hand, the whole family. Come on up. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. So tonight, you got to get to know me a little bit, and this is the most important part of my life. And so first of all, I'm going to start with my favorite person in the whole world. She's the coolest person in the whole world, and I love her a lot. And this is my wife. Everybody say hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
And she's a graphic designer. Anybody into graphic design? Yes. And she's amazing, and she's also a musician, and hopefully we can get her to sing a song with the rest of our family this week. So everybody say, hi, Laura. Okay, then this is Emma. Okay, she's our youngest. She just turned 14. Say hi, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
She's a hockey player, and she's pretty cool. We're going to move to Minnesota next year for her. Yeah, some Minnesotans here?
One,
yeah. So we're going to go. She's going to start playing hockey up there because where we live in Pekin, Illinois, and there's no... Okay. We go to Northwoods Church. Is there any Northwoods? Yeah! Anyway, we got to move because she's been playing with boys all these years, and she's, you can't play with boys once you hit about 14. They get a little too big, a little too strong. So we're going to go up there. Then the next, everybody say hi, Alex.
Hi.
Alex and Bailey. Everybody say Bailey. Hi, Bailey. So they're interning here at this all year. They've been doing a graphic design internship at the camp. So she's pretty cool. She got a D1 scholarship in soccer to Western Illinois. Like, she was pretty darn good, really good. I remember any soccer players here?
Yeah.
Okay. So we put her in FC Peoria, which was the best soccer in Peoria, and she was there for, I don't know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and the coach, his name was Stefan, he come to me and he says, your daughter's going to be a D1 soccer player. I said, yeah, right. I just thought he was blowing smoke, you know. And he was right. He contacted Western Illinois and said, this girl's good. So she went there and played 4 years. She had like 3 knee surgeries, but she made it through. And everybody could say, good job, Alex. And Bailey's she's our world traveler. She was in Germany at Bible College last year. Was it last year, a year ago? And loves to travel. She's over in Italy. She went to France, went everywhere. She's our world traveler, and she was a good athlete too. So say, good job, Bailey. Okay, then we got these two boys here. They both play hockey. They both play hockey in Germany. We lived in Germany for several years, and Charlie, he played junior hockey over there. He's 18 now, And this year he's coming back, going to go to Minnesota with us. And then Bo is in his seventh year in Germany. He plays pro hockey over there. This will be his fifth year of professional hockey in the top league in Germany. And so everybody's... Oh, this is Charlie.
Everyone say Charlie.
Everybody say hi, Charlie. And this is Boaz. Everybody say hi, Boaz. So, would you give the Bassin family a hand? Woo! Yes. So now you got to know my family a little bit, because I've been going to church all my life, and I love when you can kind of connect with a speaker and kind of know a little bit about them. You know, sometimes you just listen, who is this clown, you know? But I got an amazing family, and you know, when you get to know Jesus, and hopefully there's many in here that have got to know him as your Savior. Maybe there's some. I know there's a bunch of kids here from Europe and Spain, and I think there's a girl. Is there someone from Germany here?
Yeah!
Ah! Yes. Yeah. When you get to, I don't know, when you get to know Jesus as your Savior, and some of you, maybe it'll be the first time you hear about what that is. But for other, the rest of you, like when you put him first in your life, like I come here to this camp today and I'm just in awe. I've got this amazing family that I don't deserve, a wife that's amazing. My kids are, I'm so proud of them. They all love the Lord. How could that be? I don't know. That's a God thing. I think it's because I put Jesus in, he came into my life when I was 6 years old. And I don't know, just blessing just keeps happening. And I'm so thankful. And I want to encourage you guys today, all of you. Maybe you know him, maybe you don't, but he's really real. He's changed my life. He's been walking with me since I was 6 years old. When I was 6 years old, I was, as I told you, I grew up in Calgary, Canada. And I was only 6 years old, and I was sitting on a couch in our living room. We lived on a golf course up there. And my mom was sitting there with me, and I said, because at 6 years old, I remember it. I was only six, but I remembered. I go, what happens when I die? Wow, that's heavy, 6 years old, right? What happens to me when I die, Mom? She said, well, I'm glad you asked. Wow, I had a mom that had the answer for life, the answer. She said, I got the answer for you. She said, if you'll trust in Jesus Christ today and believe that he died on the cross for your sins, and if you ask him into your life, he'll save you right now. And he'll come into your life, he'll wash all your sins away, and he'll come and live in your life, 6 years old. And I said, well, I want to do that. She prayed with me in a little prayer, 6 years old in Calgary, Canada. Oh, am I glad I did that. It changed my life. And so many of you have maybe done that, but maybe some haven't. And this week, we're going to go through the book of James. And I'm really looking forward to it. I don't know if you've read much of the book of James, but I'm looking forward to it. And I hope you guys really get something out of it. James was written by the brother of Jesus. Did you know that? So he was the brother of Jesus. He grew up in the same house. But guess what? I gotta say this, just guess what? James grew up in the same house as Jesus. He was his brother. Do we have any siblings here, like brothers and sisters? We got a few?
Yeah! Yeah!
So listen to this. James was the blood brother of Jesus, and guess what? He didn't even believe in him. He never got saved until Jesus died and rose again. How could that be? You were walking, talking, sitting in the living room with the Son of God, you were out playing soccer with them. I don't know. Jesus did the same things you guys do, right? He went swimming with them. He did everything. Guess what? He didn't even know him as his Savior. And so I know there's kids here this week, maybe even adults. Like maybe you've even been in church your whole life or around youth groups. Maybe you even grew up in a home that they talked about Jesus. But you've never got to know him yourself. How could the brother of Jesus... Maybe we could put that verse up. Can you put that verse up? This is how it starts. We're going to go through this. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. And he starts this. And I've been getting ready to talk to you guys for a while and preparing. And I just had to stop after the first verse. Wow, there's hope for all of us. Here's a guy who grew up in the same home, knew Jesus, knew him inside and out, but had never really believed in him and accepted him as his Savior and was saved and born again. And this week, I know there's a lot in here. You've never done that, and that's okay. That's why we're here. Maybe you've come from another country, and maybe God's been leading you here. Maybe you just came from down the street, but God led you here. Maybe you don't even know why you're here. And I'm going to tell you tonight, God walked you here. He carried you here so that you could get to know him, not just as Jesus, but as my Savior, as a real God, a Savior, a brother, a real Savior that can come into my life and change me. And he's done that in my life, and he's real. This isn't just a story. He's just incredibly awesome. And I don't know where I'd be. I really don't know where I'd be without my mom telling me that when I was 6 years old. So today, this week, I hope that you'll get something tonight. I know you're going to break up into these devotional groups every night. I think that's what you do right after you're done with me. You're going to go talk. And I want you to know my family's here. All these counselors are here. Ask the questions, because do you want to know something? I don't know what it is. You watch Instagram all day long. We look at it. We watch TV. We come to church, and we look at somebody else, and we say, oh, if I could be like that, or, oh, they must have it together. Boy, they're pretty. They're good looking. And it's like this performance type thing we get, like, I got to be like that, right? I mean, every time I go on Instagram, I'm like, I got to get off this thing. It's just like, I got to be like that. I don't want to be like that. I want to be the way God made me, right? Do you hear me? I don't want to be like that. But you keep watching it, and you're like a magnet to it, isn't it? I don't know what it is. It's just, but guess what? You want to know what the best thing in life is? To find out that you're a sinner and you're broken. And he says, I love you anyway. And then we become a Christian for a while. Some of you guys have been saved a long time, right? Here, maybe some of you have been 10, 15, I don't know how long, maybe saved. And guess what? You think, oh, I got to be so good for God. And he's ever learned. You come the same way, broken. It's one of the best things you could ever learn as a Christian. You don't have to arrive at any place. You come the same way you started, broken. And I know, I don't know you personally. I hope to get to know you guys this week. And my family's here and these counselors are here. Ask questions. Come to my family. Come to me if I'm walking around here. If you have a question and God's doing something, talk, you know, knocking on your heart, you come and ask us. Ask your counselors, because that's why you're here. Because God loves broken people. And guess what? The Bible says every one of us is broken inside. And maybe this week you can let your guard down and realize, I'm a broken person. It's the best thing you can ever hear. And God's the God of putting the pieces back together and healing. Oh, I see a lot of good, awesome-looking guys here. You're broken. I know it. I'm 55 years old. I know what it's like to go out and play professional hockey. I grew up, I played 12 years professional hockey. I know what it's like to live that life, and I know what it's like that nobody else even knew I was broken inside. Going to church, doing it all, broken. I couldn't get out of things. The more I tried, the worse I got, and I was broken. And the Lord showed me, I can fix it all. I can make you free. And you girls are the same. It's okay. I don't know what it is inside of us that thinks we got to like get better. It's just this week, I hope that you can have a moment here that you realize, I'm coming broken. And he's like, I just take all of you. I love you. Let me put you back together. Let me heal you. And so many of us in the church, we keep running on a treadmill to be better, 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 better. And we fail, 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 fail. Anybody hear me? I know what this is like. Run, 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 run. Try to be good. Try to be good for God. Try to do my best. Anybody there? I mean, I know this. Do my best, and fail. And then, oh God, I'm sorry, I'll never do this again. He's like, I never looked for that. I never asked for that. I just asked you to come and believe. I just asked you to come to the cross. We don't have a cross in here, but you're going to hear me talk a lot about the cross. Just come again there. The cross of Christ where Jesus died. He's asking you to come there again and again and again. And if you've been on this treadmill running, trying to do it all right, you can lay it all down again and you can hear him say, just come. I'm not looking for anything, just a little faith, and it'll change your life. So this week, we're going to talk a lot about grace and a lot about law. Because I know we have some churchgoers here and we get in this performance mindset like, I got to do for God. I got to be for God. But what happens when you fail? Well, it's going to happen. It has happened. I think there's many in you in here tonight, you're broken inside because things have happened and you don't know what to do and you're hurting. But God didn't look for perfect people. And he's still not looking for perfect people. That's why he sent his son to the cross to die for all of us because we're broken. Does that make sense? And so you're going to hear about grace. Grace is just come. Law is when you come and say, look what I'm doing for you. I'm so good, aren't I? No, that's not what he's looking for. He's looking for a heart that says, I believe. That's how wonderful he is. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who loves you unconditionally. I hope you start asking those questions tonight and the rest of this week. What does it mean to be loved unconditionally? It means you bring nothing in your hands and he brings everything. That's what happened at the cross of Christ for all of you. Maybe you've heard that story, maybe you haven't. I was playing, when I started my professional hockey career, I was playing in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Don't know if you've been there, but that's the home of Hershey chocolate. And I was in my second year pro. And my dad, I was on the phone with my dad, and I wasn't playing very much. You ever had arguments with your mom or your dad?
Yes.
It can get ugly, can't it? Well, I got an argument with my dad. My dad says, hey, I said, I'm not playing very much. Like, I'm sitting on the bench. I'm not dressing for games. It was the most important thing to me, but it wasn't going very good. You ever have things not go good in your life that you love? It wasn't going good. And we got in a fight. My dad says, why aren't you playing, Mark? I go, I don't know. I'm looking at you guys. You never get in arguments with your parents, do you? You know how that kind of heats? Like it starts here and then it just starts to heat. And I said, I don't know. He goes, are you working hard enough? I said, yes, I'm working hard enough. Well, he said, do you want it bad enough? I said, yes, I want it bad enough. And it just got And then we started saying things to each other that were mean, you know. I got mad, and he got mad. And you ever had that? And we had this huge fight. And I'm in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and my dad's in Calgary, Canada. That's a pretty long ways apart. And it kind of hurt. And I didn't act right. I know I was wrong, the things I said, how I acted. And 2 days later, I went out for a game in the Hershey Park Arena to play a game. Put all my skates on, my equipment. Out I go. I was playing for the Hershey Bears. And I stepped out 2 days later onto the ice to go out for warm-up. And I remember stepping out onto the ice and skating and going around the corner. And there, hanging over the glass, was my dad. He flew all the way down from Calgary, Canada, to Hershey, Pennsylvania, for a kid who didn't deserve the love of his dad. But he loved me anyway. Hung over the glass, and as I come around the glass, he said, "I love you, Mark." I just start crying on the ice. Like, I kept skating, but I was like, how can this be? I don't deserve that. I deserve a good kick. He came all the way down to tell me he loved me, didn't deserve it. It changed my life. He was showing me what the love of Jesus is like. When you've blown it, you're broken. You're born a sinner. And Jesus Christ stepped out of eternity. And as you walk this thing called life, he hung over the glass 2,000 years ago. He hung over the glass and laid himself on an old rugged cross and said, "I love you that much that I'll die for you when you don't deserve it." Isn't that amazing? And this week we're going to talk about that. Have you ever accepted that into your life? And if you have, wonderful. Let's learn more about it. But if you haven't, oh man, ask him to come into your life and receive that. And maybe this week you'll also recognize that it never really changes. He keeps coming to you the same way over and over and over again. Not because you're good. Not because you've done it right. But because he loves you just like my dad loved me and flew all the way down to hang over the glass and say, "I love you." I hope you get that this week. If you leave with one thing, and we're going to do a lot of talking, and you might be sick of me by the end of the week. I hope not. But you'll learn that this gospel, this Christ, this Jesus, he loves me unconditionally. He loves me through the way of the cross, which says it's not what you've done or haven't done. It's because I love you over and over and over again. And that changes your life. That's not religion. That's got nothing to do with religion. And it's got everything to do with a loving God named Jesus, Savior. He loves you through grace and not through law and works and things you do that he's impressed with. I don't know if that makes sense, but we're going to talk about it because James, this is a great book. You're going to like it. He says, faith without works is dead. Oh, I can't wait to talk about this. What does it mean? It means you got to start being a really good person? Better get going. I think we're going to talk about it. What does it mean to be a Christian? You better start being a good person. You better get going. What happens when you fail? Which you will, and I do, and we will, and we do. What does it mean? Faith without works is dead. So we're going to talk about it. So tonight, that's it. I just wanted to kind of introduce myself and kind of set up the book of James just a little bit. This guy gets saved, and he was around Jesus his whole life, but he finally gets saved, born again. Have you been saved? Have you been born again? If you don't know what that means, this is the week for you. Ask. Ask. It's going to be the most amazing week you've ever been to. most amazing week you've ever been to. How about the energy in this place? I've never been to a group with this much energy. You guys, where do you get all that from? Huh? All right, let me pray with you guys, and then we'll let you go. You guys are coming up. One more song. I'm going to pray. Amen. I'm going to pray for you guys quick. Would you? We're going to pray, and then we got one more song, right, Max?
Yep.
How good the Lord is that it?
Yes, sir.
I love it. Let's bow your heads and close your eyes, and tonight as we sing this song, something good is going to happen to you this week. Something good is going to happen to every one of us this week. Because the Lord is here. Something good is going to happen, and we need it. Something good is happening right now. Lord, touch every heart, every mind, every conversation, everything we do this week. May you come and touch us and show us how much you love us, because something good is going to happen to you this week. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thanks for listening to this chapel session and for diving into Scripture with us. We hope you've been encouraged in your walk with Jesus, and we hope to see you here at camp for next year's summer camp. So, thanks again, and have a great rest of your day.